Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, sometimes it's hard to find a good place to gather information about what's happening in Hunt County, Greenville, Commerce, the rest of it. But there is a website that you're telling me about that I think a lot of people are going to find very useful.
Well, and particularly for downtown Greenville, which is what this is specifically for, and for people who are looking for entertainment, live music, maybe special dinners or things like that, the Greenville Board of Development has started a new website that is called ShowtimeDTGreenville.com. And, of course, the DT stands for Downtown Greenville. And there is a calendar on it that features everything from all of the concerts at the GMA, all of the events at the Texan Theater, concerts that are at several the local venues like Corner Street, Land and Winery, Blue Mesquite, any charitable events that are going on downtown, or anything else that is of that nature, is all included on it with links for tickets and information. It's really a nice service that they've put together.
And given the fact that there's a lot more going on in downtown Greenville now than there has been for many, many years.
It's absolutely amazing to me. Usually on both Friday and Saturday night, you've got your choice of a minimum of three and sometimes four or five different things going on. It's fun.
Yeah, and still new things coming along. So
yes.
It's still that momentum's still going. Okay, ShowtimeDTGreenville.com.
That's right.
It's up and running?
It's up and running.
Okay, we'll have a look at it, make a link to it, and let people have a look at that. Now, another thing, you've always talked to us about the fish barbecue, which has been held in the fall. But they're now moving it to the spring, and it's just right over the horizon.
Yes, it is. It's going to be the last Friday in March, which is March 31st. This will replace the fall event, and they're moving it to get it out of the glut of fall fundraisers.
Oh, boy, yeah.
When people are just, they're bounced around like tennis balls. Mm-hmm. There seems to be, there's a little bit different pace in the spring, and so they're going to make that work. Still the same thing, still the best of the best. They've had the tasting, and they've already voted on the restaurants that are providing all the different meats and things. They'll actually have five meats this year, and you get your choice of three for $15. And the other exciting thing that they're adding this year is they're going to be serving lunch in Commerce.
Yeah.
It's going to be at First Methodist Church, and they'll be serving lunch from 11 to 1. Since Hunt County Shared Ministries serves all of Hunt County, the fact that they're going to expand over here to Commerce, I think, is wonderful.
So, Hunt, of course, fish is Hunt County Shared Ministries. When
right.
we say fish, that's what we're talking about. So, you have the previous locations that you've had in Greenville.
Yes, it'll be at Wesley Methodist Church in Greenville, and they'll serve lunch from 11 to 1 and dinner from 5:30 to 7.
And then they have they serve lunch at L3 somehow. Another thing?
They have usually delivered lunches or something, and they will do deliveries around town for orders of 10 or more.
Okay.
And L3 is kind of the big delivery, right?
Right. But so the main two locations then will be Wesley United Methodist in Greenville and First United Methodist in Commerce.
That's correct.
And this is Friday, March 31st?
Yes. $15 buys you the best of the best barbecue in Hunt County and all the sides and banana pudding.
Yeah. Oh, man.
and
what are the five meats?
They're going to have brisket, of course, and that's from Tanner's. Ribs are from Rib Crib. Chicken is from Rib Crib. Sausage is from Soul Man's, and pulled pork and most of the sides are from Baker's Rib, and the banana pudding is from Soul Man's.
Uh-huh. And Rib Crib is the new player.
The new place. The new place.
Yeah.
And great ribs and chicken from them.
Yeah. We're talking with Pud Kearns, Pud's with Housewarmers of Greenville. Some other things going on. And then we don't have much time left, but the Hunt County Master Gardeners are starting a new thing on Thursday, March 23rd, have a series of programs.
Yes, and what this is it's for people who have always been intrigued with the idea of what Master Gardeners do, but they don't have the time to commit. And having gone through all that training, it's a lot of time and work and demands. But what they're doing, I guess in a way, if you want to call it Master Gardeners Light,
uh-huh.
it's a 4-week class. class, and it will include the high points of the Master Gardener's training.
Well, some of the topics I liked, it's not dirt, it's soil.
Yes.
That's a topic. And bugs, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yes.
So it sounds like fun.
Well, the Master Gardeners are the people that do the training from the Extension Service out of A&M and College Station. They are both brilliant and very funny.
Yeah, and they know their stuff.
They do.
Yeah, we had Byron Chitwood on a little while ago. He's a fun guy.
Oh, he is.
Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I always enjoy it.
Pud Kerbs with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.